Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, we start the 4 o'clock hour here. A little bit late, I'm going to start with Road to a Repeat, which is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. So your Panthers playoff schedule is as follows, or schedule if you're in London listening to us. Tuesday night, they're in Tampa. They play at 8:30 p.m. 8:30 p.m. puck drop. Thursday night, 1 week from tonight, they're in Tampa. Game two, 6:30 p.m. puck drop. First home game, you're looking to see the Panthers at the Amerant Bank Arena in this round one series against Tampa. First home game is Saturday, 1 p.m. Saturday, 1 p.m. Then Monday, time still to be determined, but that's Monday the 28th. I'm guessing you and I will do the show out there on Monday the 28th because that's okay. Their guaranteed weekday home game for round one. So I imagine we'll be out there for then. And if it goes longer than four games, it'll be Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday.
Any of my rich friends that are listening, I would really enjoy going to one of these home games.
Yes. We're talking to you, Ryan Sense from Funky Buddha.
Okay. I didn't want to call his name out. Ryan, I would really enjoy to go to one of these home games.
Tonight, on this radio station, 6 p.m., Panthers playoff preview with Plagans. 6 till 8 p.m. tonight on this radio station. Doug Plagans will get you ready for the entire Panthers playoffs. I'm going to do 15 minutes of heat, Solana. Give me a little 15 minutes of heat. Do you have the open here?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Brought to you by Hollywood Kia. Right now, get the start treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Shop online, HollywoodKia.com.
Now, we've talked about this amongst ourselves. This is an email that Ira Winderman got at the Sun Sentinel. You can read Ask Ira in the Sun Sentinel. Ira, so who do you like Friday night? Hawks are at home, but that has never seemed much like a home court advantage. Ira says, I agree with your thought when it comes to home court advantage in Atlanta, although it will be interesting to see if the Hawks can muster something when it comes to a play-in game. Among the biggest takeaways from Wednesday night in Chicago was that this play-in means a lot, a heck of a lot to the Miami players. They believe that this roster is better than this season's record, and it very much seems like they're on a mission. Based on what we saw Tuesday night in Orlando, I'm not sure you can assume the same takeaway when it comes to the Hawks. In Chicago, we saw what happens when you give Eric Spoelstra 4 days to game plan for a single game. Now it'll be interesting to see what happens when he has under 2 days. Mm-hmm. As usual, with all things Atlanta, it likely comes down to Trae Young and whether he can impose his will on a game after sulking off the court in Orlando. So the early money, I would think, writes Ira Winderman, would be on Spoelstra and therefore the Heat. Now, the actual early money is on Atlanta because Atlanta's a favorite tomorrow night in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But I do like what Ira points out there. The Heat, because I kind of talked about this, has Trae Young kind of ejected from Atlanta? And, you know, is it just kind of like, hey, make sure someone turns the lights out when we're done here Friday night? The Heat were certainly on a mission last night. And I do like what Ira says there. They're kind of, you know, coalescing around their roster. And I'm sure they saw Jimmy Butler the night before. And now you've got Atlanta. Are they donezo? Are they like mentally donezo? I don't know. They seem, and again, it's recency bias, right? Because what did I say after the Golden State game? Golden State put the West on notice. They put the West on notice. Who knows yes. what you're going to see from Golden State in round one. I feel like the Heat put the East on notice yesterday. And I feel like Atlanta kind of folded their hand. But there's a lot of basketball to be played tomorrow night.
The Golden State Warriors, the first players to ever score 35 points with Jimmy and Steph in a play-in game and all that stuff, they put the Heat on notice. Why are we overlooking that Atlanta's best player got so frustrated that he got kicked out the game from playing pity-pat with the ref? Like, that has to mean something. If we're extrapolating, like you always want to say, I'm looking at him getting kicked out that game as a foreshadowing of that their frustration in Atlanta is different. And you talk about the Heat wanting to win and prove something. You know what it's called, Hawk, right?
I don't. What?
The hardest working, best conditioned, hardest.
Give it to me, Crowder. Yeah.
Strongest. Yeah. One of them. I'm telling you, they're going to play hard. And they're going to go get it. I had no guts. I had no guts against Chicago because what Chicago did to us 3 times this season. Atlanta doesn't scare me like that at all.
It's interesting because Atlanta doesn't scare me either, which is now what's scaring me.
That it's scary. And you know what? This is the crazy thing. I did some Solana nerd research before the show.
I love you today.
Last night, the Bulls got off 83 shots. In the last 3 games they played when the Heat lost, they got off 89, 97, and 91. Six more shots is a chance of getting 12 points. They got 8. 14 more shots is a chance of getting 28 if it's all twos, and they only won by 5. And 8 more shots, 91 to 83, is 9-point loss. If you can limit their shots and play that strong defense and slow it down, that's why we beat the damn Bulls last night. Atlanta doesn't run like that. So we can pull their ass into the mud, and the damn star player wants to play catch with the referee. Oh, this Atlanta game's a win.
I'm guessing, Solana, that the Bulls in the first 3 meetings this season had a ton more offensive boards than they did last night. I'm putting you on the spot. I don't think you would know that offhand. But I have to admit, because I didn't think the Bulls had many chances after their initial shot. They were not making their initial shots.
Funny you mentioned that. I do have all the numbers in front of me. I pulled up my Heat notes. And how about this? The Bulls had won in the previous 3 matchups between the Heat and the Bulls. They had won the fast break battle 55-36. They were the best defensive rebounding team as well in the NBA, not just against the Heat, in the NBA. And when the Chicago Bulls would get to 30 or more assists in a game, They were 36-11 this season. Two of those games were against the Miami Heat. Yesterday, the Heat limited them to well below 30 assists, 14. The Heat won the battle on the glass, and the Heat won every other statistical category that Crowder just mentioned. Here's where I have some pause against the Hawks. Crowder, the Hawks do run like that. The Bulls were the second quickest team in the NBA in terms of pace. You know who was third? By 0.2 of a point, the Atlanta Hawks. They run, and they can beat you in transition.
What you did last night, then. They've already got the blueprint.
Okay. Perfect.
And the assist numbers. Chicago had 14. You know how many assists the Heat had?
Talk to me.
30.
Oh.
They more than doubled them.
Yeah.
Woo! Let's go. We're about to play the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, I'm not going to be this excited then. We're going to beat the hell out of the Hawks.
Yeah, I don't like this confidence. Makes me a little skittish. Not going to lie.
Trae Young is already lining up Magic City. He's getting his beard and his little dirty tennis ball hair done. It's over.
Somebody emails Ira Winderman at the Sun Sentinel. Every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in. With that said, it would just be on par with this season to blow it in Atlanta Friday night, right? And Ira says, I fully, wholeheartedly, and completely agree that nothing is a given with this season's Heat. And I'm not sure can't miss Tyler Hero can replicate what accomplished Wednesday night in Chicago. But man, to come this far, do what they did in Chicago, it would feel like a gut punch for it all to then come crashing down in Atlanta tomorrow night. I wonder if the Heat were just a better team than their 10 seed record showed. That happens sometimes in the playoffs. Yes. You know, in hockey and basketball, when you have so many playoff teams, often, I mean, you got to think about, there was a 4-6 week stretch with Jimmy that this team didn't know if they were coming or going.
And then you had a month stretch where Jimmy was bitching and complaining, and then you had to reboot after Jimmy left and figure out Wiggins, and now Wiggins isn't healthy. We were scared, which I would say a better roster, Kobe White, Giddy, Buzelis, Vucevic. Now we got Richisheri, Gaiyu, Okongwu. Man, come on, man. They're about to whoop the hell out of the Hawks.
Hawk,
I don't know if I said and name right.
Yeah, no, that's my drink at Louis Bossy, the Richisheri.
Niang, I don't know who Niang is, but he's not as good as Vucevic.
Georges Niang, the minivan, one of the best nicknames in all of basketball. Dude,
where did you come up with Niang?
Niang, I put an extra G in there.
Yeah, I see that.
Hawk, remember though, they lost 10 in a row. Then all of a sudden, they beat Golden State. They look like the best team in the NBA in that game. They dominate Jimmy Butler. They rattle
Steph
off.
Wasn't.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, well.
Well, they rattle off 5 wins, and then they beat the Boston
Celtics.
Mike
Tyson. You fought Mike Tyson? No, I was fighting someone else.
All this context, Hawk. I don't know where you at today, man. We just beat the hell out of the Bulls.
Crazy, man. What happened here all of a
sudden? And we didn't even need any Terry Rozierman. Wait till we unleash him tomorrow night.
That's why we won, because he didn't play. He's the mush. Terry Rozier is the Heat's mush.
We talked about it, though. They beat the Celtics, and you're like, hey, what's going on here? This isn't normal. And we're saying, okay, after you trade Jimmy Butler, forget about before. After, you have to incorporate a new backcourt with Davion Mitchell and Tyler Hero. I know now he's coming off the bench. You have a new frontcourt. One of those guys is a rookie, and Bam Adebayo, who's been your 5 for 6 years, is now playing a new position. Plus, Andrew Wiggins comes in, misses 16 of the 30 games since he got traded here. I don't know, man. Like, the Heat aren't going to win the title this year, but there is something to that. They're catching fire at the very right time, and these games, they're used to playing at this level. Other teams who are below 500, who have Richisheri, who's a rookie, Dyson Daniels, who's a young player, Onyeka Okongwu, a young player, Muhammad Gay, a young player. Like, you're talking about Eric Spoelstra in a win-or-go-home game against two very young teams who haven't played at this level or have this playing experience. Sometimes to me, it's that easy.
Somebody texts in, Hawks, slow your roll. Bulls were ass last night. Yeah, why do you think they look that way? Well, it wasn't good. If you watch the Bulls at the end of the regular season, they had come together. Mm-hmm. I genuinely believe there's a reason they looked as out of sorts last night as they did, and it's because of the Heat.
Yes.
We talked about that sequence with Davion Mitchell on Coby White. Oh, my God. I mean, that was like, if you're a Bulls fan and you're watching that, you're like, holy hell, what just happened here? And then Davion came down. Didn't he knock down a three right then or a long two?
Literally hit a runner on the very next possession as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. I mean, it was really like, I mean,
15, 18.
Yeah,
Davion, 15. To your point, can we compete with Boston? Can we compete with Cleveland? Can, you know, the Knicks? I don't know. But these play-in teams, I think we can wear their ass out.
I thought the Bulls would be the toughest. I really thought they got the toughest matchup. And, man, they ran them off the court last night. They never gave them a breath.
So no confidence in the Hawks? You have more confidence in the Hawks when the Bulls were the toughest matchup?
No.
They about to wear out the Hawks.
Yeah, that's what I'm not willing to do. that's what I'm not willing to do. I think they're better than Atlanta, and I thought Chicago. I still do. I think Chicago's a tougher out than Atlanta. But I'm not willing to do what you just said, which is they're about to run them out of their home court.
Melt your shoe, melt your cleats, melt your basketball shoes.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Funky Buddha has corn dogs on the menu. It just popped into my head that seems something cutesy that they would do. I'm looking at their menu right now.
No, there's no corn dogs. I would have seen that. I guarantee, because you would have given Casey and Ryan a hell of a time about a corn dog.
How come I can't find their menu? Oh,
it might be a duck confit corn dog.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. Lunch and dinner. Whip ricotta. They're 13 bucks at a time.
Oh, man. Well, maybe throw some corn niblets in there. Make it better.
I happen to like corn niblets. I've been trying to bite my tongue.
Corn niblets.
I love a can of corn niblets.
They have no nutritional value. They taste like nothing. They're just filler.
What? They taste like nothing.
They taste like corn. Nothing. A niblet?
Yeah.
Why do you think street corn has cheese and tahine and all this stuff? You have to give corn flavor. Corn
is
just
the base. The base is the corn.
Corn is a delivery system for flavors. Corn is nothing.
No. They have a meatball sub at Funky Buddha? When did that happen?
They have subs?
When did meatball sub happen?
That's fire.
That's great. Man. I'm telling you, that's him saying to me, you're right about the nachos, but we don't want to give you the dub, so we're going to put something ordinary on the menu because you're right to ask for nachos. So they just made it a meatball sub. That's a dub for me.
I'm surprised that they have that. Like, I would take them for more of like a French dip with the au jus.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You'd never see meatball sub on their menu, which is ridiculous because it's a bar.
So you're taking credit for the meatball sub.
100%. Read between the lines.
Nah.
Yeah, no corn dog.
Crazy. Crowder Hawk has been so right about the whole nacho thing, though. I mean, honestly, like, it's not even because they're our friends or whatever. A sports bar not having nachos? I mean, come on. What are you doing?
I mean, listen, Funky Buddha, you want a great spot to watch the Panthers playoff games? You know how much we love that place. So, and all their food there is delicious. Like, there's plenty of things I can eat there besides nachos. But call it like it is. Mm-hmm. Nachos belong on that menu. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I love the Marlins. I love Matt Mervis. You can't pinch hit for him last night when he's hitting dongs. Doesn't make any sense. You can't sit him today just because a lefty's pitching. Let the guy rake. Like, you got to call it out. We're partners with Funky Buddha. We're not partners with the Marlins per se, but we're partners with Funky Buddha. Almost everything they do is spot on. They should have nachos on the menu. And they know that now, which is why they put a meatball sub on the menu.
That correlation is crazy. Nachos are unsanitary.
I see you, Chef Jeff. I see you.
Soggy chips, unsanitary. What did you touch? What did I touch? Yeah, I'm good.
But who are you going and sharing your nachos with? A leper colony? I don't understand when you say unsanitary, who touched mine, I touched yours. Like, who are you hanging out with?
If I call you and you're not sneezing, we can't watch a game together. Get me the COVID crew.
All right, let's do a quick look at the headlines here with Solana. We are all over the place today. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
I would just like to formally invite both of you to the Davion Throng as part of the Davion Throng leader.
So we've got the Mervis Militia and the Davion Throng.
The Davion Throng.
I'm not going to be part of that.
I don't care what kind of draws he wears.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be. I don't think it's the Davion Thong. I think it's the Throng. So
there's an R in there.
It doesn't have anything to do with his underwear per se. But yeah, I there's got to be a better name.
We'll flesh it out. We'll get there.
All right.
The Miami Heat will play tomorrow at 7 p.m. That's the start time. Heat, Hawks, in Atlanta.
I heard you.
Panthers, Heat. By the way, I was just looking at the schedule. Game 3, if the Heat do make the playoffs.
Or the schedule, if you're listening in London.
You got that many friends when you were over there.
I feel like I developed a little bit of a following, yeah.
Game three would be the same day. Heat, Panthers, same start time in South Florida, both games. If the Heat make the playoffs and play the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's crazy.
This is a perfect text from somebody. They're going to Funky Buddha to watch the Panthers games. He stops at Taco Bell. He gets nachos, and then he takes them to Funky Buddha.
Ridiculous.
Sir, you don't have to do that anymore. Get the meatball sub.
What's you?
Couple other notes. The Marlins lost today. They got swept by the D-backs. They're in Philly tomorrow.
All right. And by the way, Clayton McCullough, and again, I know that we're not expecting much out of the Marlins this year. You happen to have a guy who's hitting ding-dongs. So you pinch hit from, listen, you ended up getting swept. You have a guy who's hitting ding-dongs. I know you're down in the eighth inning last night. Why are you pinch hitting for him? Why are you pinch hitting for Matt Mervis? And I'm not just saying that as someone who had him to hit more than one home run. Why are you pinch hitting for Matt Mervis? And then today, a nooner against the Diamondbacks. You're telling me that you can't allow Matt Mervis to take a couple of hacks against a lefty? You got swept. What are you doing, Clayton McCullough?
I just know what's Alexander. He's 0 for 7 in his last 7 at-bats. The leadoff hitter for the Marlins. Xavier
Edwards?
Edwards. So Xavier Edwards 0 for 7 in his last 7 at-bats. Matt Mervis hits a home run, and he needs to be taken out of the lineup. I'm with you. It doesn't make sense.
Let the man rake.
You got to get guys on base, though, Hawk. I think that's what you're missing. You got to get guys on base and Matt Mervis.
For Matt Mervis.
Meh.
You got to get them on base for your cleanup hitter.
Solana, he already hit a home run in that game.
Yeah.
Get him on base.
That made no sense to me. Clayton McCullough,
he's
going to
leave home and he's
going to
be back at home.
He threw in the towel last night in the eighth inning, down, I think, 5 runs. That's not an insurmountable lead. If you have your home run hitters in there.
There's not 7 guys hitting 400 on this team. If the guy just hit a home run, let him. It is his birthday, little birthday gift.
Ridiculous.
The Marlins didn't score 5 runs once in 3 games against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
So take out your home run hitter.
But you expected them to come back down 5 with 1 inning to go?
But what I'm saying, well, you've got 2 innings. You pinch hit for him in the 8th inning. You also pinch hit for Stowers in the 8th inning. And I'm telling you, I don't get the logic of it unless, and especially if you know you're not going to play Mervis the next day today because of lefty's pitching, I don't understand the logic behind not getting your home run hitter as many hacks as you possibly can. I don't understand it. I understand the analytics say differently, maybe. I don't understand if you have a guy who can hit dongs, who maybe you get a runner on base and he can hit a 2-run home run. All of a sudden, 6-4 going into the 9th is not insurmountable, especially when AJ Puck is coming in.
Socrates once said, you don't know what your body can do until it does it.
Exactly my point.
You can't score 5 runs in 2 innings until you score 5 runs in 2 innings.
But, I mean, that's not unheard of in baseball.
It's not.
Come on.
And that's Socrates.
What would Socrates say to that?
We have a Socrates drop?
I didn't know we had a Socrates quote.
Yeah, I've been waiting to unleash that bad boy for a while. That's Mike McDaniel after quoting Socrates. Oh.
What would Socrates say to that?
We knew it was Mike McDaniel.
That's really a Socrates quote. You don't know what your body can do until your body does it.
Matt Mervis is tied for the National League lead in home runs. So you tell me why he's sitting in the 8th inning of last night's game and all of today just because of lefties pitching. I don't get it. I don't get it.
And I just want to confirm, you did have him to hit two home runs in that game.
I had him to hit one home run. I cashed a great ticket. I got so many Instagram DMs and tweets last night from people who made big bucks on the Mervis ding dong yesterday. By the way, hit it on an 0-2 count in the second inning. Like, just, he golfed it out of there. But I also had another ticket for him to hit more than one home run, and it would have paid a hefty amount of money. But I don't understand. I'm being totally honest. I don't understand why you would pinch hit for him in the eighth inning when he's on a tear. He's leading the National League in home runs, and you know he's going to get zero at-bats the next day. He did get one at-bat today. He pinch hit in the eighth inning, I think, seventh inning.
Would he go 0-for-1?
Yeah, I don't know if he could walk or if he didn't get on.
Y'all want some more Socrates quotes?
We're good.
I'll take one.
How many texts in? Does Hawk know what a dong is? It has nothing to do with baseball. I'm not talking about baseball.
By the way, remember when Denzel Washington met up with Kyle Lowry and the Heat, Jimmy Butler?
Oh, do we remember?
That was in Atlanta. The Heat are going to be there tomorrow for a game versus the Hawks. You just got
that elevator never reopened. They just closed that elevator down.
You got to wonder if he's hanging around.
Wisdom begins in wonder.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy tonight. The lows, they'll be in the 70s. That is your weather.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We got to give away the Twin Peaks gift card, and we have to continue talking when to pinch hit someone in Major League Baseball on this very important sports day here in South Florida. Just shows you how gambling ruins everything. We should be talking Heat and Panthers nonstop, but because I had a Mervis over 1.5 ding-dongs ticket last night, it just infiltrates everything we do.
What would Socrates say to that?
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
We have covered a lot of ground today. Much of it about corn dogs, unfortunately. But we have covered a lot of ground, so we're not proud, but it's the show we do. You either love us or you hate us. But we'll give you a reward. We'll give you a Twin Peaks gift card right here to make it up to you. And we have one more to give away tomorrow, final day of the week. $50 gift card to eat, drink, and watch sports at Twin Peaks. What caller number you want to take, Crowder? We got to take 14 for Tyler, right?
I was just going to say 38-5-4. We're taking number 14 today.
All right. Caller number 14, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller number 14 will get $50 at Twin Peaks. Somebody texts in, new segment, Socrates or Denzel? You say a quote. And we have to guess whether it was Socrates or Denzel. That's a good radio game show. I like that. All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. What were you about to say?
I was going to say the funny thing is that I found out the quote that I said was a Socrates quote when I said something similar to my kids, because you know I give Denzel quotes all the time. And this damn phones they have now. Daddy, Socrates said that. That's nothing new. You don't invent anything.
They're checking you on your pearls of wisdom.
They're checking me. But now I have one I did make up. Great isn't easy. Normal isn't hard. Do you want to be great? You want to be normal. Woo! Great isn't easy. Normal isn't hard. You want to be great? You want to be normal?
They go for this crap?
They're 13 and 12. They listen sometimes. When I get them 5 o'clock,
Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. I will rail on the fact that they don't have nachos on the menu, but celebrate the fact that they do have a meatball sub on the menu.
You wake them up at 5:45 a.m. to go work out. You got to have something for them.
Well, I hope it's more than that.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
How much is the ass cheese sandwich?
Hawk and Crowder.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.